Good morning.
I was going to, the last couple of speakers did really cool stuff. They had a little rainbow skirt and all kinds of fun dress. And so I officiated a wedding one time and I forgot it. I officiated a wedding and the theme was the Princess Bride. And you remember when the Pope, the lispy Pope does the little thing? So I reenacted that for the audience, and Mom and Dad didn't think it was very funny, but the bride and the groom really loved it, and they gave me this Pope's hat to put on, but the theme today is Our Father, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to wear the Pope's hat, but I forgot it. So I always like to start with a couple of scriptures. And I like to intertwine A Course in Miracles into my talks, so you'll hear that throughout. My first scripture I'd like to talk about is from Exodus 16:4, and it says, Spirit tells Moses that each morning bread will rain down from heaven to feed the children of Israel who are hungry. Next one is from Luke 17:20-21, and it says, Some of the Pharisees asked Jesus, When will the kingdom of spirit, I use God, spirit, God, interchangeable. Jesus answered, God's kingdom is coming, but not in a way that you will be able to see with your eyes. People will not say, look, here it is, or there it is, because God's kingdom is within each and every one of us. Doesn't say it exactly like that. And then I also want to share with you before I get into the talk that when I was in theology school, I had to take a whole semester course on God has many names. That was the title of the course. God has many names. So 1 John, I'm doing a little fourth scripture here. 1 John tells us God is defined as love. Don't you just love that? In Exodus 3:14. He said, tell them I am has sent me to you. I will be what I will be. So I love that. And then the last scripture before I get into my little visit here is from Matthew. In your pamphlet is the prayer, Our Father. When Jesus was on the mount preaching, a person asked him, how shall we pray? And this is what he said, and I would invite you to say it with me if you'd like. It's in your pamphlet. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I would not pray that prayer. A person in our Course in Miracles group had shared with us, and I hope I'm not violating confidentiality, that for a long time she didn't really refer to Spirit as Father, because of earthly challenges that happened. And I, too, have experienced that, too. I just learned that my biological father, three years ago, is not the same man on my birth certificate. And neither one of them were exactly father-daddy kind of role models. And so men in my life, shy of my father in love and my husband, I still to this day call Spirit, God, Spirit, and or her. And I know that's not the way it is biblically, but that's the way it is within. So let's talk about the Lord's Prayer. It starts with Our Father, because we're all sons and daughters of the Most High, all of us. We pray for mercy or forgiveness for all of us, and for ourselves first, and then for all of us, because we can't ask forgiveness of others if we don't first seek it for ourselves. So, Our Father is whatever you deem to call our Father, Spirit, God, Allah. And in your pamphlet, I just kind of printed out a little list that God has many names. So you can call God our Father, Spirit, whatever you choose to call him, because he or her or it is internal, and you just get to feel it. And it can be nameless as well, because it's the unseen. Which art in heaven? Art is that old English word that means to be or to exist. Wherefore art thou? Art. Our prayer to Spirit, God, and our deity in heaven, which is in Luke 17, says it's in with each and every one of us. If we use the word God, feel free to replace it with whatever you wish to. Just lost my place. I've gotten into the habit of using the term spirit, as that is whom Jesus, my master teacher, way shower, elder brother, that's who Jesus sent us when he left this earth. He sent us somebody called Holy Spirit. I just simply shorten it to spirit. I don't think spirit really minds about that. When we pray, our Father, or from within, we aren't praying to objects on earth or internal. We're just identifying with which that spirit is. And I know quite a few people that are agnostic and or atheist, and they even too are praying to a higher being, the belief in themselves. And so it's okay to pray to whatever being you believe. The next line in the prayer is, hallowed be thy name. My dyslexic learning brain makes all kinds of words up. And so do you remember Bullwinkle, Rocky and Bullwinkle, the show? So I used to think when he would say, nothing up my sleeve, I used to think he said, rustle up with cream. And so the same with our Father, hallowed be thy name. It all together, how to be thy name. So however you want to say this, this simply means we respect spirit that we consider externally or internally. We're loyal to the deity within, or loyal to ourself, or loyal to our God. To thine own self be true. Workbook lesson number 92. In A Course in Miracles, can't leave A Course out. It is a spirit strength in you that is the light in which you see, as it is his mind with which you think. That is in lesson 92 of the Course. The phrase, how to be thy name, is much like the Pledge of Allegiance, but it's to spirit, not necessarily to the flag. And if they took One Nation Under God out of that pledge, as so many years ago they were threatening to do, then it would be an allegiance to a flag. But since that One Nation Under God or Spirit or Allah is in there, we are actually giving allegiance to that deity. How to is the holy respect. Be thy means you or your. And name means what we call spirit, or whatever you call spirit. The next line is the kingdom come. When Jesus and we and you pray thy kingdom come, we're simply saying that spirit, our deity, is and will be in control forever or until this body, mind body, leaves the earth. Again, thine simply means you and me and yours. And kingdom means an area controlled by a king. I don't know if you've ever heard that Christmas song, How Many Kings? My very favorite Christmas song, if you've never heard it, go YouTube it. It's called How Many Kings. And the chorus says, I promise not to sing it. The chorus says, 'cause how many kings step down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me, and how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? That line gets me every single time. And the answer is, only one did that for me. I consider my dad, my father, to be the Heavenly Father now. I, for many years, could not see that. And now I know that it's right there, right inside. And come simply means to happen. Simply means to happen. If I were to put these words together, it's like saying, Spirit is currently in charge and always will be in our lives, in my life. The next line is, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The Lord, or the word, of course, means our desire to wish, and done means it's complete. I believe Jesus, one of the seven things Jesus said as he died on the cross was, it is done. It is complete. A Course in Miracles, ACIM, in lesson 101 of the workbook tells us, Spirit's will for me is perfect happiness. Perfect happiness. There is no sin, or as I like to say, missing the mark. It has no consequence, none whatsoever. Thy will be done is our pledge back to Spirit that we will honor His work or her work in us just as we honor ourselves. Spirit's desires are our outcomes. Doesn't it go better? Spirit is our outcomes, specifically when we let go and we let Spirit, or we let go and let God. Doesn't it go better when we let go and let Spirit? Doesn't it feel better? Thy will be done says we're going to try to complete the task. And it's completing the task. Well, that's a different talk. Right here on earth, as we know, we will do such within our souls. It reunites, say that fast three times, us with our Heavenly Father, our Spirit, our deity. The next line, this is going to be a very short talk. The next line is, give us this day our daily bread. That's like one of my faves. In our first reading, we learned that Spirit tells Moses each and every morning that his people should go out and collect the manna or collect the bread and only collect what they need for the day, because the promise is there'll be more tomorrow. This is the bread I believe Jesus is referring to with us when we say, give us this day our daily bread. I love you popping in for me.
Don't you love it?
I do, sir. You are one of my favorite spiritual leaders. I received that.
Well,
thank you. It is the best guess.
It just means upon nature, literally. But what that actually, how do you translate that? Is it best guess?
It may mean as needed.
It could be, and I am very appreciative for you popping that in there with us. So we must always rely on Spirit to provide for us. I believe that. Relying on Spirit means we grow spiritually, so we do not become dependent on others. Sure, it's good to work with others, but my dependency belongs to Spirit, and Spirit in turn brings those other people into my life that I know I will need to communicate with, my spiritual family here at SLC. I love this place. Sure, it's okay to lean on others and for others to lean on us. And when we make spirit our number one source, it gives us all strength to lean on one another. I love that. And again, that's what I love about SLC. We have many different speakers, many different views, many different topics, and we all get to go to that small little place in the gap, that little inner spirit, so that we can interpret how does that resound for me, for you, for us. What does that look like? In the text of A Course in Miracles, I love A Course in Miracles, regarding altar of spirit, it tells us that whenever we're afraid, we are deceived because our minds cannot serve spirit in such a state. We learned in our book club on Wednesday that miracles cannot happen absent of love because, as it's defined biblically, God is love. So because it starves, if you're not in a place of love, it starves the real you, the you that which is unseen. Not your mind, not your body, but the part none of us get to physically with our bodily eye see. We can see you through our spiritual eye. I learned that from somebody who spoke recently. I love they used the term see with your spiritual eye. And then, moving right on, the next line is, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgiveness is love. Forgiveness. We had quite an extensive conversation about forgiveness in our book club, and that's going to be a theme all the way throughout that book you will find as you read it. Debts mean things we owe people, and it might not be physical things we owe people. We owe people a hug or a love or a thought or a positive word. This morning I went through McDonald's drive-through to get my coffee fix with sugar-free French vanilla. And it looked like the lady who was serving the food was the only one that came into work today. And she was stressed. And so when I got up to the window and I saw her, I said, "Good morning, sunshine." And she just lit up. She just lit up. You could see how taxed she was. And she just her whole aura lit up. And she said, "Thank you for that." And I said, "My pleasure. Now just take a breath before you go to the..." I wouldn't move my car until she took a breath, and she physically took a breath, and then I went about my way. So it isn't about physical things that we owe, and it's not always about loans or money. Forgiveness here refers to righteous and or moral debts. It is my honor to pay forward to other people that which they've given to me. This morning I was told, I always wake up and go, "What am I going to do with this curly hair?" And this morning I had somebody touch my hair and tell me how beautiful it was. So what we think sometimes is really what not other people are thinking. And that was something that they gave to me as I gave to someone else, paid it forward, I just think. Forgiveness here refers to righteous and moral debts. More simply, Jesus is referring to our past as missing the mark type activities. We don't need to live in the past. We don't need to worry about the future. We simply need to be right here, right now. And it isn't the other way around. And then, lead us not into temptation. That's our very next line. We're asking Spirit to lead us to right thinking, opposed to wrong temptations. We need Spirit's help because life these days can be influenced, and our ego mind, that's part of our body that is not eternal, might try to step in. Some refer to the ego as the devil made me do it, or so that's how my evangelic family refer to it. I simply call it ego. And a footnote here, ego is a good thing to have. We can't always look at ego as that something negative. I see spirit as, I always say a prayer in the morning to Mary and Joseph, former Catholic. I don't know if you're ever former Catholic. Mary and Joseph. And I always thank them for their intercession of prayers for my soul. But I also thank ego in those times that I'm making all these decisions from this small gap or this place of love. I see you. This small place of love. And sometimes I need my physical body protected as well. And I think that's where ego does step in, when we can hear ego share. Oh, that makes, I do think that's cool too. They say the highest form of a compliment is something that you steal from somebody else. So just want you to know that's in my little arsenal now. But the whole ego thing, that's another talk. I have all kinds of other talks. A Course in Miracles text tells us in Course in the text 1, Section 3, that this part of the prayer means to recognize our errors and choose to abandon them by following Spirit's guidance opposed to ego's guidance, edging God out. However, there is a time, another talk, when ego is pretty applicable. That's what I think anyways. Spirit has always been with us. Her guidance resounds and has been processed. Word I can't get out, in Acts through the Old Testament. Jesus simply reminds us that spirit will remain with us until our bodies die. He shared in John, 1 John 14:16, that I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper that he may be with you forever, the Holy Spirit. I like to simply refer to Holy Spirit as spirit, and that's probably why I really like to refer to God as spirit for me. I do acknowledge Jesus as my master teacher, way shower, and elder brother. That's for me. And spirit is the deity I identify with the most because it triggers less in this human mind body. But deliver us from evil. Now, here's a topic we could do a whole 30 minutes on. The word deliver in this verse does not mean what it seems. We aren't asking spirit to deliver us like a pizza from point A to point B, and spirit's not our Uber driver at all. We're asking spirit to rescue us and set us free from missing the mark. That's it, so that we can move on, so that we won't be, somebody shared this with me the other day that, I think it was in our class, that if you don't forgive, you're allowing somebody else to live rent-free in your mind. So you're stuck in the past and you're worried about the future. So we're asking spirit to rescue us and free us from missing that mark, from negative influences in our lives that may cause us to miss the mark. And that's, I have a whole lesson on no more stinking thinking, but that's another 30 minutes. Different talk. The final verse of the Lord's Prayer, and I do say the Lord's Prayer. I sing it not quite as eloquently. And by the way, I told you I was going to send you that link, and that was the one I was going to pick because I went, oh, I can't remember his name. And sure enough, that is the one I picked. I'm just saying, thank you very much. The final verse of the Lord's Prayer is yours and mine and our acknowledgement of Spirit's power. Thine simply means something that belongs to you, or in this case, belongs to Spirit. We all belong to Spirit because we all belong to ourselves. The kingdom of heaven is within. Sometimes our mind-body doesn't think so, but if we fall into that small space in the gap, that was my first talk, we'll always know this to be true. If we step back, we pause, we wait for inspiration, we just drop to that small little place from the 18 inches from our mind to our heart, just drop there, we will know that so. Kingdom, as we already talked about, kingdom is an area controlled by a king, and so his kingdom is within me, and in this case, it wouldn't be a kingdom like, you know, King Charles, and I hope all of you are praying for him and his family, too, by the way. Just a thought as we talk about kings. Power means the ability to act, and glory means to give respect and praise. Hallelujah! Everybody wake up. Hallelujah. By saying this final line of prayer, we are feeling spirit, or we're telling spirit that we will not forget that everything belongs to him or her. She is in control, she who is my spirit. She is in control of both heaven in heaven and heaven on earth. And if you're experiencing hell on earth, that is of your own making, and yet another topic for 30 minutes later. Spirit, the spirit in you, the spirit is in you because it is in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Because the Father and I am one. And if the Father and I am one, that makes me and all of you one. So, Spirit has the power to connect us in ways that we, through love, that we may not recognize as a miracle, and it is. So, our Father, now my only Father, for at least for me, deserves all the praise and all the recognition. If I were doing this in modern day, I would ask you to take out your pamphlet. I kind of threw this in here, but this is not to usurp Jesus, because that just would not be good. I kind of did a little modified prayer. And it's on the flip side of the little pamphlet I gave you. And it goes something like this. Lord, you who reside in heaven, you who reside in each one of us, we feel your presence. We know you are in charge, and it is our desire to do exactly what you ask. Thank you for allowing me to live and breathe and to have my being in you, as well as each and every one of you. I just threw that in there. Each and every day. I will strive daily to forgive myself and others for mistakes. And so it is. Amen. Namaste.